Did you know that manifestation is God's idea? Well, most don't know how to do it effectively and with great power. In this episode, I will share how to establish your future with your words and bring forth God's will into your life and future with manifestation. So I want to start with what is manifestation? I asked AI, and this was the response. Manifestation refers to the process of bringing your thoughts, beliefs, and desires into reality through focused intention and visualization. It is because on the idea that our thoughts have power and can influence our experiences. By clearly defining what you want, maintaining a positive mindset, and taking actionable steps towards your goals, you can attract those desired outcomes in your life. Many people use this technique, such as affirmations, vision boards, and meditation, to aid in the manifestation process. Now, as I was growing up in my spirituality throughout the years, I heard different iterations of this, like The Secret, and I just can't remember. It was so many things like packaged into something different, but now it's, manifestation. And I know people who believe in this and do these activities and are even religious with the practices, but they don't see results in their lives. So, where do most people go wrong with manifestation? And this is my first point. Manifestation is God's idea. This is a biblical concept. So you have to be ready and available to study what God says about this and how to engage. Now, this is what I say on that. God's concepts, God's rules. You can't take something, out of context and expect the greater end if you're not following the rules properly. So that's one way that you're limiting your ability to manifest is not knowing how to engage. Now, the Bible is not a religious book like most people think it to be. And when I ask people who want to discredit the Bible or have something negative to say about the Bible, if you ask, have you read it in its entirety? Not one person who has this point of view says yes. Because even those that are non-believers in Christ will not come and discredit the Bible if they have read it, because it is powerful. Now, the Bible is a manual of instructions given to us by the manufacturer. That's the way I look at it. So, anytime we have a product, the product comes with a set of instructions from the manufacturer on how to use the product. And so, manifestation is one of those things. It's part of the full package of what God gives to us, and he gives us the instructions in his manual, which is the Word of God. It is the Bible. And these spiritual laws, these instructions, they don't change. They are forever, they are eternal. And what God establishes does not break down, it does not become defunct, it does not become devoid. It is not out of date. It is actually very relevant and timeless. Okay, so I'm gonna start with examining Proverbs chapter 18, verses 20 through 21. So I'm gonna read through a few versions, and this is a strategy I use as I read the Bible, because there's some versions that one are a little bit harder for me personally to digest. And number two, when I read through different versions, I actually have 10 on my Bible app that I read through in English and Spanish. They just give me a whole nother world of explanation and understanding of what this verse means. And so I suggest for everyone, like, don't just read one scripture in one version and expect that you're going to get greater understanding. Like, go beyond that. And so here we're going to go through the English Standard Version, which is the ESV, the Message Version, which is MSG, and lastly, the Amplified Version, which is AMP. Okay, so from the ESV, it says Proverbs chapter 18, verses 20 through 21. From the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied by the yield of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so we are a result of what we say or what comes out of our mouth. Our life is partially determined by the power that's in our tongue, death and life. And let's go into the Message Version, which says, words satisfy the mind as much as fruit does the stomach. Good talk is as gratifying as a good harvest. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose. Now, I give this example, like, not all of us grew up in healthy, positive homes, or even if we had good parents, you know, how did you feel when a parent said something to you, like a person in authority said something like, you know, you're always a pain in the butt, or, you know, anything negative, you know, you'll never amount to anything. How does that make you feel? And if you're a person that you've heard these things repeatedly over and over, it can have an effect on your life to the point you have to really work it, like undoing this root that has been planted, because words are like seeds, you know, that grow and cultivate and become something. And we can't control what other people say over us, but especially as adults, you know, now we can control what comes out of our mouths, you know. And, you know, I'm not like hyper spiritual here, but even before I became Christian, I knew this. I believe this. And I would always like come against something. So if someone was like, oh, you're always forgetful, I would say, that's not true. Maybe I forgot this, but I am not forgetful. Like, I am not receiving that. And I still do that to this day. But it was something I just always, I believed. I knew that there was power behind it, although I just didn't have, you know, the literature, the Bible, to explain why I knew this truth. So now let's go into the last one, the Amplified Version. It says, a man's stomach will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. He will be satisfied with the consequences of his words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So our words have consequences, good or bad, and we choose what consequences we want to reap by our choice words. So here we can all agree that words have power and there are consequences to the words we speak. If something is not going well in our lives, I would highly say examine the words that we are speaking over these situations, because it may be that we are manifesting without intention. And especially, you know, wives, spouses, when there is something you don't like about your partner, be careful like how much you bring it up and say it. Like, you're always doing this, you never do this. So anytime there's like an absolute word, like always, never, those are always trigger words for me. Not trigger into like, oh, I'm gonna stir up emotionally, no, but it's like, okay, who's speaking here? Because whenever there's an absolute word, it is almost never the truth, because nothing is, you know, always or never all the time. So it's a lot. So when that comes up, I'm like, okay, I know who's speaking here. We're going to come against that. Like, this is spiritual. And anyways, you know, I digress with that, but at the same time, like, examine what you are saying, like your responsibility into the situation and into the outcome that you don't like, because a lot of times we have responsibility in that. Now, what I do is, instead of focusing on like the negative, when I see positive things, like, let me tell you, I am just an encourager 100%. I like to call things out that are good. You know, it's not that I don't call wrong things out, but I'm careful how to say them. But when things are good, I definitely lay it out hard and say, you're wonderful. Thank you for doing this. I declare over my children constantly, like, you are so special to me. You are so smart, because I know that it has an effect. And let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. I'm not going to read it, but here in this story, the Lord touched the mouth of Jeremiah and put his words in his mouth and gave him power and authority over nations and kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant. And the Lord ends with saying that he is ready to perform his word to establish it and make it come to pass. So this is why I'm very intentional with my words, and I know the power of my words, and I want God to use me in this area of my words. And so I am careful to not mismanage that authority. Now, one of the big differences in Christian and biblical manifestation and what the world calls manifestation is that God should be the only source of our power. We tap into this source through the power of the Holy Spirit that is alive within each born-again believer. And other forms of manifestation, of course, they exist, but will never, ever, ever be as powerful as manifestation according to God's design. As believers in Christ, we are given both the power and authority to manifest using the word of God to guide us into God's will and destiny for our lives. Now, power through the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and authority through the name of Jesus, in which we declare to establish the will of God, is so important to know. So God made us alive together with Christ and seated us with Christ in heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion. You can read this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. This is our inheritance, it says in Ephesians 1, chapters 18 through 21. The more we grow closer to God, the more power we have. We grow closer to God in the same way we grow closer to anyone, by spending time with Him. And God likes to spend time with us doing anything. Constant prayer and communion with God and His word are critical, and we can pray constantly throughout the day, practice the presence of God, and of course, read the word of God. Now, John chapter 15:7 speaks about abiding in the word of God, not just His written word, but also in His living word, Jesus. And when you do this, we can ask for whatever we desire and it will happen for us. This is what the word of God says, right? So now I get to point number two, which is the reason why manifestation doesn't work for everyone. They are attempting to manifest outside of God's will. See, what happens when we abide in Christ, it is that God starts to change our desires and will to conform into His desires and will. Our hearts start to align, and when there is alignment, there is focus. A focused life is a powerful life. Just like dispersed light, like sunlight, doesn't do much to our skin, right? Unless we're out for a really long time. But focus light in the form of a laser can cut through the hardest materials and metals. God wants to do two things to you: bring you back to your original design and return your true identity to you. See, we were created to rule and reign with Christ, to have dominion over our lives. And I became a born-again believer in 2010, but I didn't sit to read the entire Bible until 2022. I would read bits and snippets and pieces and devotionals. Let me tell you, reading the whole Bible from cover to cover, you don't have to read it in that order, but reading the whole Word of God is not the same as reading a couple devotionals here and there. It is not the same, okay? So in 2022 is when I committed to read the Bible all the way through every year. And it has been one of the most transformational practices of my life. The Bible is alive and active and contains precious wisdom and instructions for success in every area of our lives, okay? Every area of our lives. I have learned more about who I am and what I was created to do than ever before. When you come to your original design, like back to it, you become more Christ-like. You are created to be a king and a priest. I'm going to repeat that again. You are created to be a king and a priest. You were created to be the likeness and image of the King of Kings, of the God of the universe. I always say also that you are the greatest prophet of your life. Don't let anyone else prophesy or speak into your life more than you do. The more you walk in this understanding and read the Bible, understand the Bible, the more you are transformed and able to use the power of the tongue to declare God's word, because now you know God's word, which is God's will, and you can speak it into your life and in your future. And so I created declarations for 2025 to release the power of God into the new year. This is my third year of creating these declarations, and it takes me months to put together because I sit starting in October, I fast, I pray, I listen to what God wants to do for the next year, and I start planning out my next year. So I always love to start early and be just ahead of everybody else. And then in January, I release these declarations. So they're specific to each year. And I have a video you can listen to. Also, the previous podcast episode has a short teaching and these declarations. And I have a downloadable version that you can download for free. All of these resources are free. You can read out loud to yourself and quote unquote manifest, even though manifest is biblical, the perfect will of God into every area of your life. I also have a deeper teaching on the power of the tongue, and I will leave all links in the description of this message. I bless you greatly. I hope to see you on my other resources. Please visit www.empoweringlives.online, where you can find more resources to live a powerful life. And I look forward to hearing from you. Until the next one, God bless you and bless you greatly and abundantly above what you can ask or think or imagine.